Earlier this year, Turnitin, the stalwart of academic integrity, faced a poignant shift in its workforce dynamics. The CEO, amidst a landscape brimming with technological advancements, forecasted a robust future where artificial intelligence, AI, holds the reins. Ripples of this AI-led transformation culminated in laid-off staff, sending a stark message across the industry. AI's relentless march is reshaping the horizon for many sectors, and Turnitin is no stranger to its impact. What makes this particularly noteworthy is the CEO's candidness about the company's direction. His forecast not merely hinted at AI's prospective role, but laid the groundwork for a strategic reconstitution of their operational model. The decision to reduce headcount is not just a reflection of a company trying to stay afloat. It is a bold move, an adaptation that reflects confidence in the capabilities of emergent technologies. This AI advantage is a double-edged sword, presenting a paradox of progress and the human cost that comes with it. Employees at Turnitin, once the architects of a system that champions originality and combats plagiarism, are now at a crossroads. The layoff announcement was a sobering episode for them. It comes amidst a growing sentiment that AI could be a game changer in how businesses, especially in the edtech domain, optimize their processes. Skeptics argue that AI's promise has been oversold, at times creating a false sense of security in its ability to replace human ingenuity and nuanced decision-making. Yet, the decision by Turnitin's leadership team punctuates the debate with a period. It is a tangible commitment to embracing AI as not just a tool, but as a core component of their business strategy. The road ahead for Turnitin is one of rebirth and reimagining, laying down the gauntlet for competitors as well. As AI continues to evolve, one fact remains unshakable. The landscape of employment and industrial needs will ebb and flow in tandem. Turnitin's initiative is not an isolated incident, but a bellwether for what is to come.